Now, Mishnah, we just had the Tana Rabbi Elazar Chisma. Who's Rabbi Elazar Chisma? You ever heard of a Tana Rabbi Elazar Chisma? Who is he? So the truth is, it's a Medrash. It's in Parshas Achrei Mois that tells the story of Rabbi Elazar Chisma. The Medrash says like this: Rabbi Elazar Oza L'Chadasar. He once went to a certain place. Amr Leh, they told him, Proisal Shema. They told him, no, Gaisin Tzidabreto. Go down for the Yomit. Go sing Kriya Shema. Amr Aloin. So he told them, Leh Nochakin. Says, I Pasha don't know how. I can't do a Shaykhanad. This is not my union. Avoy Lufnei Ateva. He says, will you do Shema Nasre? Amr Aloh, Leh Nochakin. Amrin, they said, Deinu Rabbi Elazar. I'm saying, you're Rabbi Elazar. Deinu De'inun Misgalgalin Bey. You're the person that everybody makes a big deal about. Al Mogen Sofchen Leh Rebbe. It's for nothing. It's Mamish and Zitz that they call you a Rebbe. You're not someone that knows how to do this. Niskark Miru Ponov V'holach Leh It's Rabbi Akiva Rabbis. Rabbi Elazar was very taken aback and he went to his Rabbi Akiva. Amr Leh, Rabbi Akiva told him, Lama Panecha Chaylonios. He says, why do you look not well? Right? Looks like something happened to you. Tani Leuvdos. So he told him the Gansa Maisa. Amalesi told him, Sabi Mari de Yelef. He says, again, this is all Rabbi Elazar talking. He says, Rebbe, would you teach me how to daven for the Yomer? Amalesi, yeah. So Rabbi Kiva says, yeah. So I didn't know this. Rabbi Kiva was about Tfilo. We have Gemara's. Rabbi Kiva was Yerilof Neateva, Mashav Ruach, Mari Dageshem. It sounds like he was about Tfilo. Alfek. And he taught him how to daven for the Yomer. No, the boss of Yomer, Azaluhu Astra. A little while later, Rabbi Elazar went back to this same Beis Medrash. And Amr Leh, they told him again. He says, Prais al Shema. He says, you want to down for the Amr? You want to say Kriya Shema? He says, no worries. He got up, Paras, Imamish, he knocked mitchazunis. Abar lefnei ateva. He says, you want to down for the Amr? Abar. He says, absolutely. Amim koimcha, forget about it. Imamish, he knocked. Amrin, when they heard the way he knocked for the Amr, Ischasim Rabbi Elazar. They said, quote, Ischasim Rabbi Elazar. What does it mean? It's Chasim Rabbi Elazar. We'll see in a second. The Koyrin Lein, they called him Rabbi Elazar Chisma. And from that day on, he became known as Rabbi Elazar Chisma. Why Rabbi Elazar Chisma? Because it's Chasim Rabbi Elazar. So if you look at the Mefarshim here on the Medrash, they have two different pshatim and what it means is Chasim Rabbi Elazar. One mahalach they suggest is it could be it comes from the Lashon Loisach Soim Shor Bedishai. Meaning, all of a sudden, Rabbi Elazar put a muzzle on everybody, right? Everybody, hey, Mamash saying things about him. He silenced the crowd. It's Chasim Rabbi Elazar, right? And that's why he would be known as Rabbi Elazar Chisma. But they say that they don't think that's the Pshat of Mefarshim. Yoisinira, that there's a Gemara Masech Tizbeya, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says a Lashon over there, Ema Labdin HaReifim Ebnei Shetzarech L'Chasman. And Rashi over there says, what does it mean L'Chasman? L'Chaskan U'Lehakshoyson. So it could be it means to be Mechuzik, and to be struck, and to be strengthened. And it's what it means over here is Chasim Rabbi Elazar is that Rabbi Elazar was strengthened, meaning even though he was a little bit tazai, but he walked away a little bit stronger. I was rather thinking, if Rabbi Elazar Chisma is Miloshin Leisach Mishar Bedisha, it'd be very geschmack. Why in this Mishnah Rabbi Elazar is called Rabbi Elazar Chisma? Because we're learning a sugi over here of Leisach Mishar Bedisha, right? The Poyel and the Shon. We've spoken about this over the years that to a certain Tanum, they got their names even based on halachas that they said with regards to a certain halacha. But the bottom line is, it'd be geschmack. But I'll just tell you, from the Medrash, it sounds like Rabbi Elazar Chisma is Rabbi Elazar. He's the Tana Rabbi Elazar, who we know, by the way, is a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. And it makes a lot of sense that that's who it is. But I saw him and told us in Amiram for Rav Haiman, he says Rabbi Elazar Chisma is not the Tana Rabbi Elazar. He's a whole different Tana. In fact, there's a few places in Shas that he brings, in Shnayis and in Brises, Rabbi Elazar Chisma is quoted, and he doesn't even bavar on the other side. He says it's poshut that Rabbi Elazar Chisma is a Tana, right? He goes through all the Tanas whose first name was Elazar, very, very popular name back in the day, and one of them is Rabbi Elazar Chisma. Right, for the Medrash, it sounded like it's the Tana Rabbi Elazar, but you've got your noise, say Rabbi Elazar Chisma. It's a little bit what it sounds like. But in the world of Rav Haiman, who's definitely the Mar Deshmait and this Sugya, he's named Rabbi Elazar Chisma was a separate Tana. So the reason he was called Rabbi Elazar Chisma here is because that's what he was known as, not Rabbi Elazar Punk, but calling him Rabbi Elazar Chisma because it has something to do with the sugya of like Saksim Shar Bedisha.